guys. Thanks for tuning in. This is Aaron and Natalie with the Underground Railroad.
That's the flugelhorn, everybody. If you didn't know, why I'm a talented flugelhornist.
Best in the West.
Best in the universe, Aaron. Come on.
The Western universe.
All of the universe. Any hoozle.
How have you been?
Oh, and we also want to thank our pals at the Four-Eyed Critic.
Oh, yeah. Everybody at the Four-Eyed Radio Network is amazing.
They're pretty all right.
Yeah, they are very kind to
However,
we also need to give a shout out to our friends in Future Love's Past because that was our lovely intro
right
music
now, everybody. Eargasms everywhere for all. But any hoozle, Aaron, my hippopotamus milk jug. I don't know what that is. But, how are you?
I've had better days. No, I'm kidding. I'm great.
And I feel like it's been forever since we've had a chance to sit down and talk.
I know. It's been quite a while. Sorry about the other week, folks. I know you are all waiting in desperate anticipation of this new episode.
So we're okay.
We're alive still, barely, but
yeah,
we're here.
Last. But how was your lovely week? 7 days.
Last 7 days have been quite interesting. A little bit of a blur.
Mm.
I think
Blur was there.
Blur was, I saw them. Well, actually, a great thing happened was Tori et moi.
Oh, my Tori et moi all over my face.
You?
It was amazing.
Yeah, you were around for that.
Oh, my goodness, yes. It was like, for all the folks out there in the land of
the world of the lands, the podcast universe.
So Tori et moi is a great band that everyone should have in their life. And
definitely check them out if you haven't already. They rocked our socks at the Crescent Ballroom last Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's pretty epic.
Pretty good stuff.
That's why we didn't make it to recording because we were just laid out the rest of the week after that.
In a pool of amazement because it was just real good. And I highly recommend everybody to get on that. But, Tori et moi, what else, my dear?
Other than that, just kind of painting a lot this week, which was good. I guess I caught a creative itch. I got inspired by...
I feel like you saw your creative itch at the show, the Tori et moi.
I think, that's where I got... It just kind of all clicked, and I just keep going since, so that's pretty rad. And, First Friday always helps with inspiration as well.
Yeah, Barcade, y'all, that was fun.
Yeah, there was an awesome exhibit of old video games that was pretty fucking rad.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, I did not obey the rules of the arcade and stayed on there even after I lost. But, you know, I feel like that says a lot. I persevere. I try.
You
I keep
don't
trying.
Obey the rules.
That's basically what it's
That's basically what it comes down to.
But no, it was wicked awesome. And I hope that soon, I hope that just never goes away because it's awesome.
I know. That's actually
and
there
it's
was
on
this
7th and Roosevelt, y'all, so you should come check it out. If you wanna have a terrible time.
That's what I like to do. I like to tell people what to do if they wanna have a bad time.
Call me.
No, I'm gonna write that on every bathroom stall.
Too late. Everyone else has already written it.
What about yourself, my lovely little duckling?
Well, interesting thing. I realized that I am in love with a stripper. No, I realize that I'm in love with this girl that I work with, and she's leaving in 2 weeks. And I don't know if I will be able to survive without her. She basically turns poop into rainbows. I don't know. It's really hard to, like, she's just amazing. And, like, every time we hang out at work, it's so much fun. It's just like, I'm not even at work. I'm just, like, at Playland. And we're juggling. And we're, and I just don't know what to do.
It's always hard to lose a work pal.
How am I gonna be able to work without her in the end? Sorry. Okay. But no, it's just really hard to deal with.
No, I completely understand. It always sucks when you lose your favorite work buddy, and I think it's super hard too when.
Stevie, I will smack you.
When there's a really good dynamic and you absolutely love it and it's like the perfect work situation and then all of a sudden it's just gone.
No, it's like someone drained the pool. It's just like terrible.
It's like bath time wasn't over yet and
I
you just
was swimming.
Unplugged it.
I was swimming in here and now I it's am over. Hurting I'm myself because I'm paddling on cement.
No, it's now I'm drowning in
my tears.
Air. My tears, yes.
But no, I mean, my week's been pretty, it's been a quite an interesting miasma of life. And I love my life, really, is basically what I'm trying to say, because it's been a crazy week. Like, I'll be honest, like, out of all the weeks. Actually, every week this year has been, like, pretty crazy
for me.
Yeah,
2013.
2013 has been blowing my mind testicles. Like, I cannot even under... Like, it's... Well, Aaron, you know. You guys out there, I hope 2013 is making your life a crazy circus, too. But anyway, but no. So... Yeah, I did want to say that my brother.
Oh, what about old Timbo? Timbo 2.
Timbalicious. he is. He's quitting his downtown job because obviously
he's moving to Oregon.
His car. Sounds like a go-kart festival. And
it sounds like a go-kart festival on acid.
Go-kart festival on acid, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, acid. But, yeah, it's definitely not a good...
It's not a reliable...
shape vehicle. Yeah, but,
might as well be a rickshaw at this
point.
But,
I mean, but check this out. Like, he's going to get a new... a new job, and so therefore he will not be
stopping by to punish our porcelain.
I know. And I'll be honest, I'm gonna miss him destroying
our
my nose
toilet. Yeah.
God, Tim, I hate you. I want you to know that right now.
Tim, you're the worst.
Do not leave me, please.
You're the worst.
And then my dad was like, "Oh well, Tim's leaving, so I don't know." My dad was like trying to ask me how he should tell his son that he doesn't want him to leave and that like going to Oregon is a bad idea. He's like trying to, and I'm like, Dad, you really, he knows you're not fond of the idea.
Like, he knows you love him and that you'd like him to stay.
Yeah. And it's not, he's not like
not changing anything.
It's not your life. Daddy doodle. And like, I wanted to try to get into there, but, and like talk about it with him like that, but I know he wouldn't hear what I'd say because it would be complete logic. And
you know. Yeah. And he's just thinking like, oh, I like having my kids nearby. I want.
Yeah.
It's your dad has separation anxiety.
Yeah, no, he definitely is he loves his kids, which is
a good thing.
Not a lot of guys feel that way. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
But yeah, no, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of else of what happened this week, but I can't really like get it.
It's hard to articulate it all.
I feel like this week was on a bullet train and just like,
it was a straight red eye to awesome town.
So I had sober sex.
Whoa. How did that work out?
I know, right? Like, whoa, like that is scary. Like sober sex is weird. Wait, was that an offer? Oh, okay.
Wait, was that an wait
sorry,
for the beer or for the
like,
sober sex?
No, the sober sex.
I'm like,
no, I thought
she's got a man.
She's
got one.
No, but I thought that was really funny because you were like, "Hey,
good timing."
I thought that was pretty good. All right, yeah, no, and.
Well, so
yeah,
was that the first time? Because you
no, really, come on, you know I've
no, I mean with your current partner.
Yeah, that was the first time.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because you guys have been together for what, like a month and a half now?
A month, 2 days, 3 hours, and 6 minutes,
62 seconds. Because there's
62 seconds. No, that would mean it would be another minute and then two extra seconds.
I'm glad you're still sharp on your numbers, kid.
I'm really not. I'm like just so hungover right now. You don't even understand.
It's been the month of drunk, among other things. Because I was talking with some friends the other week about couples and sex, because they are married and engaged, and some have been married longer than others, and they were discussing how often they partake in sexual enjoyment with their
coitus amoingus.
Yeah, but they were talking about averages for couples, and I mean there's my one friend, I mean she was complaining because her husband's like, we don't have sex as much as the average married couple does, and da da da, and she looked it up in Cosmo and or something of that nature, and they have sex like 3.5 days out of the week.
And that's average?
No, that's highly above average.
Wait, what's average then?
Average is like, on average, most married couples. And this I got from Psychology Today. Most married couples will have sex maybe 7 times in a month.
I have a question. Why does it end? Why does it stop? Why does it slow down? What happens?
Well,
because
and
I'll be honest, like I've been in a relationship where I was with someone for 3 years and we had sex almost every single day.
I don't know. I think it depends on chemistry, because that's why I wanted to ask you about it, because I know like you're in a new relationship. So obviously you're all like, oh my God, give it to me all the time. I want it.
Well, because like it's just like the attraction is there, like physically, mentally, drunkenly. no, but it's like the
it's still new.
A lot of it is physical, though. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. A lot of it is like he is just like so beautiful, and so I just okay. Sorry, but yeah. So of course you just want to just all the time.
You just want to pounce on that
playground, but well, I mean, yeah. If you could eat your favorite meal every day, you would.
I don't eat pizza every day, and I could.
But
I have a lot of favorite meals.
That's what I was saying.
God damn it, I'm such a skank.
You are a meal
skank. but then I look at a good friend of ours who is semi-recently engaged and Rubberson.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm like thinking.
Well,
like,
no, they've been engaged for a while, but yeah. Anna, she was part of the discussion too, and she was just kind of like, nope, doesn't happen, like totally below average, like, and she's like okay with it, like she's perfectly comfortable with where when her and her man first got together, it was like chomp, like
bunny
all the time, bunnies dancing in rainbows, and
definitely
now it's just like totally mellowed out and whatever. But I don't know. It's
but I feel like even with my parents.
Oh my gosh, your parents are.
They are. Yeah. And so I feel like because I've seen that for so long.
You just that's just what how you know I what a relationship's like supposed to be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like I just always like see the infatuation like in their eyes, and that's what me and Lindsay talked about too. Where yeah. like if you like being infatuated with someone isn't a bad thing as long as also you are in love with them, like
right.
with their mind and like whatever else. Like there, being infatuated is good. Also being in love is good. Also like
the two combined
being
is
best
awesome.
Friends is good. Like just that whole ball of.
No, it's definitely a little of awesome.
It really truly is. And I mean, just get having a little bit piece of every pot. I don't know. Just like,
well, and I think that's what it should be. That's it's balanced. You
and
get
like
a little bit of all of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got your cake, you got your ice cream.
You got some cookie dough and some.
And a beer.
And you're all set. You just pour a bit of whiskey on top of it and you're settled.
Done.
Oh, blimey. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So no, it's hard. It's interesting as far as like that whole.
So do you think you're going to attempt sober sex with your boyfriend again?
Well, I'm hoping not. Very uncomfortable. No. Aaron, I don't understand what's funny about it. No. But I was thinking, like, pigs, they orgasm for 30 minutes.
I can top that.
What? You can orgasm for more than 30 minutes?
I don't know. I haven't timed myself, but if
like, you if mean 30, right. 30 times? Or you can, like, orgasm for 30 minutes straight?
If the right happenings were going on, I feel like anybody could.
The right happenings, what exactly would those happenings be? I need to like a list. I need to understand what do you mean.
Well, I don't know. Okay, I've never used a timer. I don't know how long like I've
okay, but okay, there's
for.
A difference between like 33 minutes or 30 minutes.
Well, 30 minutes is a long time, but I would be more than okay
I feel like
with
an
that.
Orgasm, you're just like you know, it's just like not 30 fucking minutes of like
it could be.
Unless you're
I don't know
on a certain drug maybe
I could see hey like shit I'll mainline a bunch of Molly and
I
see what
tell
happens.
You one thing for free like if I was to orgasm for that long my eyes would probably be cross-eyed for the rest of my life.
I think they'd probably pop out of your head.
No, exactly. Just like bink. They would not look the same. One
I don't
eye
know
would be
Tori and Moi felt like a complete orgasm.
What the hell.
It was like a.
I mean, they were good, but
spiritual one though. Like, uh-huh. Yeah, it was a different kind of gasm.
Well, no. See, I'm not talking about it. I'm just,
no,
yeah.
No. I don't know. I guess
right.
like.
Well, I mean, I just thought that was interesting.
Now I feel like it's a challenge.
Now
like,
I kind of. Want
I'm like,
to get
fuck
a pig,
you, pig,
and I kind of would be like, "Hey, pig, what's going on? Like, how do you do that?"
We would need more than one pig to understand it.
I want to interrogate this
pig. We could go to that pig farm in Tucson and see what's up.
Well, I'm going to Tucson on Sunday.
Yeah, you should stop by the pig farm.
I have
farm.
To get, so you, I need help because it's my girl. She's amazing and beautiful. Sharon, I love you. And anyway, so she's having a bridal shower on Sunday and we're going to go to the gem show. But right. I have to bring a pair of underwear.
Oh, yeah. We were discussing this last night. I still feel because,
but she has to try to guess who, and I love this game. Like, I think this is an awesome game.
Yeah.
But so basically out there, everybody, we all have to bring underwear to the shower, to the bridal shower, and she has to figure out who brought what underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And awesome. Like, and immediately I'm thinking like crotchless or
edible.
I didn't think edible. Is it either you or Andrea that said edible?
Yeah. Shit.
No, I said granny panties or crotchless.
Yeah. And then we started talking about how you should make your own pair out of like.
Yeah, that's right.
Chain like pop floss tops. Or floss would be interesting. Or
the Ziploc bag.
I still feel like barbed wire would be funny. Because
Aaron, no. Barbed wire is never funny.
It's hilarious.
You know it is not funny.
Oh, it's my best friend.
You know it's not funny when it turns your leg into a mouth.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm tetanus free for the next 10 years. Booyah.
No, tetanus shots are good.
They're super important, kids. Make sure to get your tetanus. Fuck the flu shot.
Make sure to get bit by a cat and get a tetanus shot.
Yeah.
But no, everyone should just get them anyway.
All the time, every 10 years. It's like a condom for your body.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, but I still think you could probably make a pair of underwear before Sunday and they could be hilarious.
Yeah.
My sewing machine's working. We can figure something out. Although I feel like pop tabs would be funny.
Pop tabs would be funny. Or air fresheners.
Ooh. Boom. Done.
Bring the noise.
Done. Like, I'll bring the funk.
No, she'll bring the funk.
Yeah.
So... No, I really feel like that's super good. Like, just making underwear out of
air fresheners. Yeah.
Like, even just getting underwear and, like...
Ooh, and you can use the Island Breeze is this fragrance that you should get, too, since her wedding's going to be in Hawaii.
Oh, my God, that's such a good idea. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea.
We're going to the dollar store.
Vabreeze. Instead of Febreze, it'll be like Febreze,
like vagina breeze.
Cheese breeze. I don't know. But anyway, no, I'm glad that we discussed this because I'm super confident about what's going on.
I think
right
it's going to be really successful.
Unless we
so do you win, like, if she doesn't guess yours, like, if she's wrong? Like, what's the, like, is there a prize involved?
There better be a prize. And you know what? If she guesses the right person, then that means you're out. Like, that means you lose.
Like, you
feel
want
like the idea
to
is to try
to
stump
to,
her.
Yeah.
Or wait, does that make sense?
I think it does. It makes sense to me. I'd want to stump her. Like, have, like, the bride have no idea what, like, be like, oh, my God, this is really great. I don't know who belongs to this underwear. Oh, wait, that happened to me the other week. I'm kidding.
You're like, whose underwear am I wearing?
Oh.
Bad.
Oh, I love it.
Totally kidding. But no, I love it. That's awesome. This is going to be good.
Yeah, air freshener underwear for the bridal show.
I mean, unless...
Sandpaper?
No, an egg scrambler.
That's gross.
Sorry. That wouldn't even work anyway. I'm sorry. But I was thinking also, well, I mean, thank you for that. We got that like down. Oops. And
off the to-do list.
Yeah. Checking it off. Checking it twice.
It's both naughty and nice.
So why does the sun hate moles so much?
I don't think the sun hates them.
No, one third.
You mean like moles?
Like,
or like
what
moles.
We have
oh,
on
like
our body all over.
Our moles. Okay. Yeah. Melanoma, man.
It's out there.
Dude, I heard about this kid who was born with melanoma. Like, straight up, like, born with it.
Well, oh.
What?
Well,
that's a... No, don't listen to him.
Are you trying to poke... You're okay.
No, like, this woman who's helping out at my work for the holiday, in case you guys didn't know.
So melanoma and him were born at the same time?
They were born at the same... They're twins.
Okay.
Identical twins. It was literally like Siamese, even, like, growing on his back, like, right straight out of the vagina. Melanoma. And this child.
Well, I mean, as long as, like, they're buddies and they're, like...
They're tight, yeah.
And they're, like, brothers or whatever, that's cool. No, that's crazy, though, like, being born with cancer, like, that... And you've never even been in the sun. Like,
yeah.
Was...
Like, I don't under...
Was his mom, like... Paris Hilton and just like in the sun all the time. I feel like every time I see a picture of her, she's, but whatever. But no, I feel like, what, like, are you a seal? Like, what? Cause
I don't know.
That's not funny.
So I didn't watch any of the Super Bowl.
I know. I did.
Did you see Destiny's Child perform? Because I'm a little... I don't know. That can work one of two ways for our cover band project.
I think it helped.
I think it's good. I was discussing that with...
I think it helped because it kind of like brought Destiny's Child back into
people's minds.
Ideas. Yeah. Yeah. And okay, I mean, cool. It's not like it never left mine, but...
No, because... I definitely want to do a ska version of Bills. And I think a bluegrass rendition of All the Single Ladies might be necessary.
Okay.
Even though that was Beyonce, not Destiny's Child. But whatever, we can use her shit too.
Oh no, it has to be Dest.
Well, it will be Dest for sure.
Okay.
Destiny's second cousin, y'all. Like, look out for us. We're coming at you strong because we are survivors.
And
we're not going to give
us because we're the second.
We're the second cousin. So it's okay if you make out with us at your family reunion.
Don't worry.
We're twice removed. It's okay.
Wow, do I really have to pee? No. what was I going
to
say?
Oh, no, we need
like,
to.
I did watch. What?
Never mind. I was going to say we need to combine you with a camel so you don't pee as much.
No, I told you I just need a funnel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, but what did you...
No, I was going to say, like... A lot of people thought that, like, the Super Bowl was dependent on what God wanted.
I heard some rumors about the Illuminati's being the reason for the power outage.
To be honest, I feel like it was... What? Bane. Oh. Damn it,
gotcha.
Batman. Yeah, everyone said that, like, oh, she's so electrifying, like, she just sparked out everything.
I just figured they wanted...
To be honest, like...
Show more commercials.
I thought it was, like, someone from the...
KGB?
No, what's their noses? 49ers, like, someone, like, unplugged something.
I don't know, dude.
Because it's crazy how they took off, like, after that whole lull. I feel like that it definitely interfered with, like, the momentum that the Ravens have. I mean, even though they won, like, awesome, good job. But
whatever, the Bears should have won the Super Bowl. That's bullshit.
The who?
The fucking Bears, man. Should have been the Bears and the Rams in the Super Bowl this year.
Dude, the Rams would have rammed the Bears.
Oh, the Bears would have
raped
the Rams.
No, I will never forget when I was like, telling Lindsay Robertson, like, my favorite football team. And I'm like, yeah, dude, the Rams, they're awesome. And she's like, of course you like the Rams, Natalie.
And I'm like, she just left it at that.
Well, no, because like, she knows that I was like,
ramen.
Ramen.
And some ramen fever.
But no, goddamn, I missed that. Yes, I love that one.
All I could think about on Super Bowl Sunday was how much I miss New Orleans. I just wanted to go to Cafe on V and drink a shit ton of iced Irish coffee and visit some of my friends.
Yeah, I can see that because it was like all rainy and like weird. And it was weird because like I didn't know, like, because me and Austin were supposed to go to my parents' house and like his tire ended up destroying itself. I don't know what happened, but.
Yeah, that's.
I wish you weren't a liar. No, I just like love that so much. Oh God, it's so good. But like it was weird. I just felt like so awkward that day, and then like we ended up like going and like what we ended up going to watching the game, and like we're so funny because it takes a while for us to warm up to each other because it's like we anyway. somebody like punched me in the tooth because I'm just gonna keep going on about him.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, you know that.
I know. I've been.
Live with me. But I'll tell you one thing for free.
No, can I please give you 50 cents for it?
No. You can, unless one of the quarters is a state park.
Okay.
Because you know that the quarters now have, like, states on the back?
Yeah, that's been going on
but
for a while.
Now.
They have parks.
They have state parks.
Shoot, I want Yellowstone.
I know. I said the same thing.
Fuck yeah. Oh, thank you, Teddy Roosevelt. And now a moment of socially awkward silence.
Yeah, breaks. And we're back. I hope you washed your hands and your mouth. Only with hot water. Soap is
I'll
not
be
acceptable.
Right back, guys.
But no, Aaron, like, we've recorded at least two times. And I like how every time it's a different...
It's a different location.
But I have to say this location...
is my favorite so far.
Yeah, your brother Steve, like, definitely got a great...
He hooked it up.
Down. Yeah.
Socially Awkward Studios has relocated a few times, but this new place is pretty fucking bitchin'.
It was funny because, like, obviously we were having a few cocktails while we were driving over here.
Never.
I mean, when I say we, it's me and my pocket slave. Like, not you. You weren't drinking.
I was driving. Very responsibly.
Driving and drinking your ginger ale. Yes. And so I have to say, well, because me and my pocket slave were having quite a few drinks, like, I had to pee so
hard.
They
said you have a bladder the size of a peanut.
No, it's more the size of, like, a seed of a peanut. No, it's just, yeah, it's ridiculous. But, like,
it's
so
like
it was funny because I'm like, all right, we're going to find this place pronto, especially, like, now since I'm about to
burst at the urinary seams.
No, exactly. I was about to sprinklify, like, R. Kelly style everywhere. But I definitely, like, it was really funny because, like, your brother opens the door and I'm like, I just kind of, like, shove his face. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just like, sorry if I seem like a crazy person. I'm just going to, like, shoot to the bathroom. And he's like, ugh. And then, so it, like, I'm just,
did
I just,
you find the bathroom first try?
Well, at first, I almost went into his roommate's, but luckily she was super loud and like, wah, 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 and I'm like, oh, no, I should not pee in there. And then I was like, oh, what does this door do? And then I went into that door and the light wasn't on yet because I didn't care. And I just like tossed my purse wherever I could. And like,
did you smack Toby with your purse? Toby's the cat, by the way.
No, but when I turned on the light, my purse landed in the cat box. And you know what? I didn't even care because I was peeing. That's really all that mattered to me.
Actually, this...
Like, I was watching my purse in a cat box while I was peeing.
This,
and I was like, I feel happy.
Dory doesn't surprise me just because you have a history of malfunctions with your purse in cats. I think I remember bringing in 2012 with you.
Well, I mean, come on. If you see a cat like that. The cat, it was like a Cheshire.
It was a crazy fluffy-ass cat.
Come with me and
no,
I will play with you. And I'm
I
like,
chased
well,
it too,
play.
But
let's play.
I like that we didn't even remember that part of the evening until our dear friend Becca Bear found your purse in her yard and was like, yeah, dude, it's because you guys went chasing after a fucking cat. Happy New Year.
Hey, I got it back. How is Beck?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her in a week or so.
I miss her.
I do too. I sent her a text message the other day and I didn't hear back from her, so I don't know. I'm sure she's just busy, like, you know, kicking ass and taking names because that's what she does
and punching
for a living.
Girls.
Oh, kicking ass and taking names is what we said.
So, tomatoes—they're very acidic and tantric.
Is that your notebook from school?
And it causes acid reflux and. No, I just...
Why do I crave lycopene so much?
Why does the sun shine so bright? No,
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? Tell me now.
Is it a double rainbow? Oh, my God.
I'll never forget the first time I saw that video. Rubberson was in the bathroom and she literally like walked out and was like, are you watching porn right now?
No, it's funny because like I'm always like, I'm going to stab you. But I feel like that's such a violent thing to say. But now I feel like if I'm like, I'm going to stab you with a rainbow. Like, that, I feel
it
like
makes
that,
it okay.
That like, makes it better. Like,
I would love to be stabbed.
All right,
by a rainbow.
Then we're okay. Well, everything's fine.
I like that your to-do list includes beating your boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. That's always a necessary point of the day. But
Kermit the Frog, if I ever... Hey, okay. Ooh. Any celebrity, any famous thing, person, whatever, if you could meet one right now, who would it be?
I think it would have to be...
I know my answer.
Austin Powers.
Really?
Yeah.
Pourquoi?
Because he's fucking hilarious and awesome and like... Do I make you horny, baby? Like, come on. Like, he's just so fun. I love him.
Well,
I feel like he's on my same
wavelength
sidewalk.
Is it actual Austin Powers or Mike Myers?
Austin Powers.
The character?
Yeah.
Not even.
No, Mike Myers is brilliant, too. Opie hype. But I love, like, the woman. Anyway, now he's. For Austin Powers, especially.
Well, okay, so character. And what about...
You should smell your finger now.
I did put deodorant on. Oh, actually, my the funny thing is my hands...
Why are you trying to kill yourself?
Because the whiskey's taking too long. No, I'm kidding. Actually, my fingers smell like eucalyptus because
whiskey is an it's an antioxidant and it's going to help you live longer.
It actually is helping
so
me live longer.
So don't say that.
No, it makes me younger and stronger and more. It makes me travel through time. Have you experienced
hey,
that yet?
Rodeo time.
No. So was that the? Okay, wait, so, okay, like, Austin Powers, but what if you got to meet Austin Powers and then...
We shagged.
Mother Teresa. What if you hung out with the two of them at once? Like, do you think she'd be okay with that? How do you think that would go over?
I'd basically have to spike her drink with some...
I think she was an alcoholic.
Oh, then she'd be spiking my drink.
Yeah.
Well...
That's total fact. I got it from Wikipedia.
I just thought she was...
No. It's a lie.
A huge nutmeg sniffer.
I think she actually... That's how she passed, was the sniffing of the nutmeg went to, like, straight up, like, boiling it up on a piece of foil and sucking it up through...
I got in a fight about nutmeg the other day.
With... A cohort or a customer or
it was a customer.
Yeah.
I lost. I mean, I feel like I won the battle, but since I am the help, screw that noise. I won because I came up with a solution and that's what I do. I am a resolutioner with the solutioners.
I like that. No, I think we should make that a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's because I know a few different people who are baristas, and that seems to be the common argument is the nutmeg battle. If nutmeg's that important to you, why don't you fucking carry it on your person?
I want to put it in my necklace.
I actually think I have one that you might be able to store it in.
I love nutmeg. No, but yeah.
We might need to clear it out of glitter first.
Word.
I used it for Halloween. I was a pixie. It was really easy to throw glitter at everyone. Yeah, I do that a lot. Hey, Toby Tobes!
Cobalias. Meow. It's crazy how cats have like yellow eyes.
Dude, I know.
Yellow.
Not in this light.
Yeah, they look yeller to me.
You yeller belly. Oh, no, no, those are green, yeah. Okay.
Like neon green, though.
Way to prove us wrong. Thanks.
Yeah, congratulations. I'm going
to cry myself to sleep tonight.
Well, can I ask?
Yes. What?
If you were in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and there was no toilet paper, but you see a washcloth, would you wipe with that?
Did I go number one or number two?
Two.
Yeah.
And then what would you do with that wash?
I'd probably rinse it off afterwards and wash my hands really well. Or... I don't know.
I'm like, totally washing my washcloth tonight. Because we haven't.
Is it my washcloth or somebody else's?
You don't have a washcloth.
No, I have a loofah.
Yeah.
But I haven't pooped at our house recently.
Oh my God, I poop all the time.
Not since we ran out. Well, we still had like some form of toilet.
No.
Paper.
No.
No, there were some wipes when I pooped last time.
No. What have you done? My washcloth is in trouble, isn't it? All right, I have a confession.
Oh, you used my washcloth?
You don't have a washcloth.
That's because I never wash.
Well, fine, but you have a loof.
A loofy.
A loof.
A loofator. No. Yeah.
But no. Sorry. I used Gracie. No, just
kidding. You know what? I think she's a good substitute for toilet paper. She's so fluffy and muppety. Like that.
No, I feel like I would just be washing myself with more dirt.
I know. She needs it.
She's cute.
It's impossible to keep our dogs clean.
Well, yeah, they're dogs.
And our yard is full of mud.
And seed.
Those fucking pigeons, I swear. They better not eat our grass.
They're eating our grass. We need to water it more. But you know why?
But then our dogs are just going to be muddier. I don't know. It's like a vicious cycle. Fucking, I'm going to cry and lose sleep about it tonight. No, not really. I don't really care.
Let's have a sprinkler party in our yard and just like, no, water balloon fight.
We need to start planning our Easter party.
Easter eggs.
Oh, yeah. It's happening.
How funny would it be if like someone... Never mind. I was going to say, like, opened up an Easter egg and was like, oh, you just adopted a daughter from Kenya. No. Right.
Oh, man, you're brilliant. I love you. Because that just got me a whole other idea of, because definitely we're having an Easter party, guys, and you should... Give us ideas of how we can make it more awesome, because already we've got an idea of practical joke Easter egg hunt,
there.
As well as we're going to do an egg toss or possibly a balloon toss. But after each time you take a step back, you also have to take another shot. So it's going to be a very adult Easter.
Can I be Jesus?
Hell yeah, you can be Jesus, bunny.
Only if you can make wine.
Turn into whiskey.
Yeah, if you can make wine into a whiskey wine, that'd be great.
I'm not a religious man, but I don't think he did that.
Totally did that.
What?
My Jesus did.
Yeah.
Did you read the New Testament? No, it's in there.
The New Times?
It's in there. It's in the New Times Testament. Yeah, it's in that one.
Bonafide.
Well, how are you feeling there, Noodle?
oh man, I'm pretty ready to like make love to my pillow because I do that so well. So all you pillows out there,
watch out. You're going to get raped by a noodle.
Hey there.
But,
I guess we've been chatting your ears off for a good while.
You're welcome.
Now. And if we keep talking, we won't be able to record another episode. Cause the landlord said so.
Thank you for coming back and enjoying the best time of your life. But we'll see you soon.
Yes. Yeah? We'll smell you later. Smell you later. All
right. Bye, y'all.
Peace.
Woo, love it.
Well, that was pretty awesome.